It seemed to come almost out of nowhere. Dozens of Spanish Muslims from immigrant backgrounds descended on the spot where Thursday's murderous attack began. El Islam es paz, they chanted. Islam is peace.
I came here today in order to be here with the victims of terrorists, because what happened with the victims is very horrible.
We just want to demonstrate everyone that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism and what happened 2 days ago, because Islam is peace and these terrorist people don't belong to Islam.
The fact that you felt it necessary to organize this demonstration, does that mean you're worried that people here in Spain might associate you as a Muslim with terrorists?
Yeah, sometimes the image is mixed between being Muslim and being terrorist, and that's why we need them to be separated.
Son terroristas y no son musulmanes. Son terroristas.
Well, what they're chanting now is Son terrorista no son musulmanes, which means they are terrorists, they are not Muslims. You did wonder if the demonstration might backfire. Casual passers-by would have seen just a group of people in Muslim dress chanting what sounded like angry slogans. One semi-reluctant participant was Karim Reda, who has an Egyptian father and Spanish mother, and said he thought if Muslims in Europe wanted to distinguish themselves from terrorists, they needed to do more than organize protests.
I think Muslims have been silent about certain acts that have happened in the past. A lot of people feel powerless, feel that they can't do anything or say anything, and they have this minimum thing they can do, just a couple of banners. I mean, more, yes, because it is as a matter of give a better image. I mean, I think it was Winston Churchill once said, all it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing.
This certainly felt like a day when Spanish people needed reassurance of some kind. The first Saturday since the attack on Las Ramblas, many have come here to lay flowers and light candles. Perhaps it was that reversal this morning, being told that, contrary to previous information, the attacker is still at large. Although most here are still expressing defiance, some admit that the killing has taken a wider psychological toll.
He could be here among us, just walking here at this very moment. Honestly speaking, I'm a little bit scared.
On the one hand, I'm like strong. I want to keep on to go in my daily life, you know. But on the other hand, I feel I'm scared because we don't know who is next to us.
Of course, people could point out that your chances of being killed or injured in a terrorist attack are very, very small. You're much more in danger from regular traffic.
Yeah, of course, but the fear now, we didn't know that before. And now the fear is inside us.